From the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei. A South Florida lawmaker is turning to the Twitter sphere to try to end a heart-wrenching crisis in Nigeria. From Washington, D.C., Matt Laszlo brings us this report.
Months ago, people across the globe let their disgust be known via Twitter over the kidnapping of 200 schoolgirls by the Boko Haram terrorist group. South Florida Democratic Congresswoman Frederica Wilson says people can't let up pressure now.
3 months without our girls means that the time is now to keep pressure on the Nigerian government. We must tweet with the fervent passion that extends beyond the glamour of a breaking news story. We cannot slow down. We cannot lose momentum. We cannot rest until our girls at home.
Wilson took to the House floor to rally support and lead what she hopes will be a Twitter storm for the captives, using the now famous hashtag #BringBackOurGirls.
Tweet, tweet, tweet. Keep tweeting.
Congresswoman Wilson says she hopes the West African nation will strategize with its neighbors, where the girls are believed to be held captive. I'm Matt Laszlo in Washington.
It's been about a year since Florida Power and Light demolished its outdated oil-fueled power plant at Port Everglades. But as reporter Julia Duba tells us, construction of a new plant is now underway.
It took about 6 months to clean up all the rubble from last year's demolition. Now FPL expects the new natural gas plant to be up and running in about 2 years. The project will cost $1.2 billion. The company says the plant will produce cleaner energy with fewer emissions and save millions in fuel costs. It will produce over 1,000 megawatts of energy, which is enough to power about 260,000 homes. This plant is the third of its kind for FPL. The others are in Riviera Beach and Cape Canaveral. I'm Julia Duba in Miami.
And from the WLRN Miami Herald Newsroom, I'm Christine DeMattei.